Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God, LAT. Yes, this is Pastor Moses Musinguzi. I am here to share the word which I would have shared at church, but since we cannot gather as a people, we decided to do an audio recording of the sermon, and we hope you'll be blessed. And I believe it is what God would want you or us to hear. I'm here with Mark Wamai. He has come to my house. And hopefully, after the sermon, he will also give his offertory. Though, unfortunately, his wife did not send him with the offertory bag, which I believe was deliberate. So let us begin by praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time. I thank you, Father, for who you are to us. I thank you for everyone who's listening. I thank you for LAT, all the members. Father, may you speak to them through me. And I pray, oh God, that you give me the ability to share what you would want me to share today. May every one of us be blessed by you today. May we be edified. May we be encouraged. May we know what we should know during this time. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I decided to get our lesson for today from Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It is a familiar verse to all of you. It says that, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." I will read it again. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God." And I'll stop at that. All things work together for good to those who love God. Now, during this time of the corona epidemic, the virus which has disorganized the entire world, we believe that all things will work together for good to those who love God. The condition for things working together for our good is loving God. So, during this time of the corona virus epidemic, we want everything to work together for our good. What the enemy may intend for evil should work together for our good if we love God during this time. All right, now 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says that, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Here we see and we are reminded that the Father has loved us. All right? He has loved us. He has bestowed on us his love. All right, he loved us even before we loved him, even before we knew him. He loved us, okay? And he put in plan, he planned to save us, to redeem us back to himself. So, he loved us first, all right? However, it is not supposed to stop there. It doesn't stop at him loving us. Okay, he loves us unconditionally. He loves us irrespective of anything. Okay, however, he would want us to reciprocate that love. And during this season, if we love the Lord, everything will work together for our good. As we have seen in Romans chapter 8, 28, okay, it says that all things work together for good to those who love God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22 from verse 35. Matthew 22 from verse 35. It reads that, then one of them, a lawyer, asked him, Jesus, a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." So, Jesus teaches us that the first and great commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. Okay? And remember, Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says that all things work together for the good of those who love God. And Jesus here is telling us that yes, we're supposed to love God. It is true that he loved us before we first loved him. It is true that he loves us unconditionally. However, he expects us to reciprocate that love. And actually, he commands us to love him. Okay? Matthew 22:38, Jesus said that this is the first and great commandment. Therefore, to love God is a commandment. I'm sure this is a shocker to many, but that's what the Bible says. Jesus said in verse 37, Matthew 22, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Then he added and said that this is the first and great commandment. Okay, we are commanded to love God. Okay, and if we love him, there is a promise that all things will work together for our good. During this time of the coronavirus pandemic, this situation, this condition must work together for your good. It must, something good must come out of it for you. If only you choose to love the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse, from verse 5 and 6. This is where Jesus got the scripture reading that we have just had, okay, where he commanded us to love the Lord. Okay, so he got it from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And then in verse 6, okay, it tells us how we are to do this. Okay, verse 6 says, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. All right. So the words of God, or the commandments of God, the instructions of God, the teachings of God, okay, we're supposed to put them in our hearts. Okay. And that is how we love God. Of course, we not only keep them in our hearts, we keep them in our hearts for the purpose of obeying them, for the purpose of them being a part of us. All right. So you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words of the Lord, which I command you today, verse 6 says, shall be in your heart. The commandments of the Lord shall be in our hearts. That is how we love God. And I remind you, and I'm going to say it over and over, that Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which is the rhema for today, okay, says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Okay, and we know, okay, all of us as a church, as LAT, we should know, we should be knowing by now that all things work together for good to those who love God. Okay, Paul said, and we know. Okay, so we should know. Hopefully we already know even before we listen to this. He said, and we know. So if we know, then it behooves us, okay, to love him, to love God, so that all things, okay, so that this corona virus or pandemic works together for our good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 21. Jesus said that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. All right. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. This is essentially what Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, which we just read. This is essentially what it is saying. Okay. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. So, how are we going to love God during this time so that this coronavirus pandemic works together for our good? We are going to love God by keeping his commandments. Glory be to God. Okay? Jesus said, I repeat, all right, I'm quoting Jesus. Okay, our master, our Lord, the one that we're to love, the one that we're to obey. He said that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Then in verse 24, he said, and he says, that he who does not love me does not keep my words. Okay, he who does not love me does not keep my words. So if we as Christians do not keep the commandments of God, we do not do what he tells us to do, then we do not love him. And because we do not love him, then the coronavirus pandemic will not work together for our good. But glory be to God, Paul said, and you should say, that we know that all things work together for our good. Okay? You should know, you should be persuaded, okay, that all things work together for the good of those who love him. And since you know that all things work together for good, then you should go ahead and love God by keeping his commandments during his time. Okay? then it will work together for our good. Something good must happen to you during this time. Or if you don't see during this time, something good will happen to you thereafter, and it will have had its origin, its beginning in this season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Okay. I repeat. All right. I'm going to repeat it, and I've repeated myself over and over. Okay. That Paul said that, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. As LAT, all things, this pandemic has already begun to work for our good. A few days ago, I received a message from Apostle Joseph Serada, and he was giving me an offer to be on either his TV station or radio for a month during this time when there is a ban on religious gatherings. Okay. So he said that, you know, he's giving us an offer at a discounted rate so that we can minister to the saints all over the country. Okay. And those, of course, who are abroad who listen to him. Okay. And he's giving us this offer at a discount of 50%. All right. Now, just there, you see that this pandemic, okay, is actually working for our good as a church. All right. For our voice to be heard by many, for what God speaks through us to be heard by hundreds, if not thousands. Because, as you know, we are a small church, okay? Every Sunday, whoever who preaches to a few tens of people, all right? But now, all right, every week, okay, we are going to be on radio. That's what we have opted for instead of television, because radio, there are more people who actually listen to radio than TV. Yes, so we're going to be ministering, speaking to much more people, okay, than we have been speaking to every Sunday. Glory be to God. So all things, okay, are working together for our good as a church at large. Hallelujah. Of course, we have to pay, we have to come up with those monies, but, okay, all things are working together for our good. The pandemic is working together for LAT. I didn't request to be on radio or on TV, okay? Honestly, I was disinterested in all that, you know, and, you know, but, you know, Serada just writes to me out of the blue, and he says that I want you to be on TV to minister to the saints. Okay. Then he called me to his office, and I went there on Friday, okay, to discuss the matter, because he says, I want to see you. I want us to talk about this. And I went. And anyway, we shall be on radio soon, okay, to talk to hundreds, if not thousands of people, to minister to the children of God. So already something good has come out of this as far as LAT is concerned, which might not have happened, okay, if the pandemic hadn't come. Glory be to God. So because LAT as a church, because we love God, you know, as a body, because we love the Lord, okay, something good has happened, okay? Everything, the pandemic has worked together for our good. Glory be to God. In the Bible, we see Joseph, okay? Joseph, who was sold to Egypt. Okay, we all know that Joseph loved the Lord. Okay, Joseph loved the Lord. Okay, so he sold to Egypt. He go through a lot of misery. At one point, Potiphar's wife, okay, Potiphar was with Joseph's master, okay, and the wife wanted to sleep with Joseph. But Joseph said, I fear the Lord. I can't do this. Okay? Fearing the Lord, okay, means that Joseph, you know, was essentially saying that I love God. I know his commandments, that it is not right. It is evil to sleep with someone else's wife. Okay? So we see Joseph loved the Lord. And you know how it all ended. Hallelujah. Joseph was promoted. He became the greatest or the second greatest in the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. And through him, the children of Israel, with whom God had a covenant, he was obliged to preserve them at all means in any situation. Okay? We see that through Joseph, who loved God by obeying his commandments, okay, through him, the children of Israel, his relatives, if I should say, his brothers and his sisters and his father, you know, they were preserved. Okay, when a famine came, okay, something good, okay, came out of the famine, okay, and it came because there's a human being who loved the Lord. Glory be to God. So, the Lord is telling us that during this time, people, let us love God. Okay? Let us love God, or let us continue to love God. And the primary way we are supposed to love God is by obeying His commandments. And when we do that, this pandemic will work together for our good. Something good must come out of this situation for you. Something good must happen. Okay, I'm very confident, I believe it, that something good has to come out of this for you. Glory be to God. You individually. And as I've told you, something good has come out of all this for us as a church. We're going to be on radio, okay, to minister to more people, hundreds of people, if not thousands. All right. Of course, there was also the option of being on TV, but we thought, you know, it's better to be on radio. Glory be to God. And this has happened during this pandemic. And I believe it wouldn't have happened. This offer wouldn't have come, okay, if this pandemic hadn't come. But because we love God, something good, okay, has happened to us. Hallelujah. So, that is my word for us today. My word for us, which I should have preached at church on Sunday. All right. Take it to heart, meditate upon it, and love the Lord. Glory be to God. Love the Lord, obey His commandments, walk in His will. Okay. Walk in His word. All right. And something wonderful will come out of this. Maybe during this time you meet someone who is supposed to become your wife or your husband. Whatever, you know, money, you know, money that you didn't expect, okay, might come to you during this time. Glory be to God. Which reminds me of the word of the Lord that He gave us at the beginning of the year. Okay, the Lord gave us Psalm 1. Verse 1-3. Okay. And when I think about it, it's related to all this. It says that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Glory be to God. Have a blessed week. We shall continue to be in touch with you. The word of the week will come out on Wednesday. We shall pray the prayer points with you on Thursday. And we shall let you know which day and time we shall be on radio. May God bless you and may God keep you. May God protect you and shield you from all kinds of sicknesses, all kinds of disease, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Bye.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.